From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Kyle Norris. Legislation that would reinforce First Amendment rights for student journalists received overwhelming support during a House committee hearing yesterday. Known as the Walter Cronkite New Voices Act, the bill would require public schools and universities to grant student journalists the same degree of free speech they would a professional journalist. University of Missouri student Tim Tai testified in support of the bill.
I'm here to talk about press freedom, which is not and should not be a partisan issue. For years, student reporters have been treated as second-class journalists, and that's a shame because they are often the only ones tackling crucial issues in schools and on campuses.
Tai was a student journalist who met resistance when attempting to photograph protests on Mizzou's campus last fall. No action was taken on the bill. A Missouri high school's protest over a transgender teen's locker room use has prompted state legislators to file a handful of bills that would make schools enforce gender-specific bathrooms and locker rooms. More than 100 Hillsboro High School students walked out of school last fall to protest a transgender teen's use of the girls' locker room to change for gym class. Republican State Senator Ed Emery has sponsored one of the bills. It says a student must use the restroom, locker room, and showers of the gender indicated on their birth certificate and identified at birth by his or her anatomy. The bill also stipulates that schools must accommodate students who assert that their gender is different from what's listed on their birth certificate. Debate has begun in the Missouri Senate on legislation designed to block Governor Jay Nixon from issuing bonds for any new sports stadium without a vote of the people or the legislature. The sponsor, Republican Rob Schaff of St. Joseph, says it would also apply to any upgrades to the Edward Jones Dome. Joe Kevney, the top Democrat in the Senate, opposes the bill.
My point is St. Louis has taken a hit for the last couple of years now. And we're still under attack with the earnings tax.
Well, you're ambivalent.
And you've done a very good job of discouraging the NFL to stay in St. Louis. I commend you for that.
Meanwhile, an amendment was unanimously approved that would require approval from the legislature or voters for, quote, all relevant sports authorities in Missouri that want to build or expand sports stadiums. The Senate adjourned yesterday without taking a vote. A group of Missouri State University students is seeking the dismissal of the Springfield School's highest-ranking Hispanic official. The Springfield Coalition for Minority Advancement alleges Juan Meraz, Assistant Vice Principal of Multicultural Services, has created racial division among multicultural students. The group cited an audio recording of Meraz criticizing the school's Multicultural Resource Center as being hostile to anyone who isn't black and making other comments disparaging black students. The university's chief diversity officer, Wes Pratt, says a student made an informal complaint against Meraz in December, and the student wants to make a more formal complaint, and the investigation will continue. I'm Kyle Norris, KBIA News, Columbia.